All right. Well put. No, because, you know, I don't know how to rap, and Shinobi is supposed to, like, show me, like, how the beat, how I should rap over that beat, and he hasn't yet. That was what I was gonna do. That's what I'm supposed to do with the Black Mage. Is that I shoot magic at everybody and don't give a shit. alright. Opening bombing mission. Hi, this is Anthony from Game Music for All. Although he only does Final Fantasy music, he needs to change it up a little. Oh yeah. Yeah, about a week now. It looks like you just rappelled like down a rope behind them, and then someone took a picture and you ran away. She sent me like a little video to my phone. For the time being. Looks like, yeah, that's what I was gonna say, you know? Just why don't you have your flask with you? I thought he was. He stuck his tongue out at me. Well, I got a tweet also from Nicole Adams, and she said to mention that her and Starla or Indri from OC Remix, they are both working on an EP together, and it should be out by the end of the year. And I haven't heard any of it, but I'm sure it's going to be the most amazing thing ever. You know what that. The problem is now that we mentioned a date on the podcast, that's like a half guarantee that we will not get it out by August 7th. She's just playing Game Boy or something right now. I didn't know they released that for the Game Boy. Yeah. Oh, yes, I did. It says West Coast motherfucking wig out explode because I got because Cupcake exploded. Everybody should. It'll be a big party. There will be jazz actually. Tanuki Suit Riot might play in their video game jazz group. I hate his whole band. You weren't supposed to read that on the air. Now, like, some secret, like, assassination mission has been, like, put into motion now that you read that. I think it made us less popular. That was the only bad one, I think, though. Like, to give us props. Yeah. It's like we can't find a cord or something, and we're like, we look back at the crowd. Probably not, no. Speaking of missing footage, no one, I could not find any footage of Shell Riley playing Less Than Three and him like dedicating it to me before he played it. So I'm so pissed that my like 5 seconds of fame. Exactly. Like all that has to happen is Shell Riley will just say, like, "Oh, I didn't do that." And then it's like, "Fuck, Anthony's insane." Go for it. Cal JCRB. He does the Nitro Game Injection podcast. Has anyone put that in a rap yet? Just write a whole rap about it. You owe society. Now that it's said on the podcast, that's like a binding document. Don't listen to the podcast. Yeah, I do. I'm a narcissist. I totally listen to it. And the worst part about when I listen is that, like, if I laugh on the podcast because someone made a good joke and I'm listening to it again, I'll make the exact same laugh as I listen to it. Yeah. That's how I feel, because it's like they're like they quote something that's like, oh, that's kind of funny. Who said that? Like you did on your podcast. And then it's like, and then I like crack my fingers, like, yeah. But more it's like, hey, do you remember that one conversation you had months ago? No, I don't. So people could do like you know those marathon runs that people do for charity, like how they like beat all the Zeldas or something. They should just do that with the podcast Yeah, you hear that, Hex? Just make Nerdapalooza 3 days, and like the first day will just be playing letters versus numbers episodes over like the sound system. Well, you're in Montana, what more can you do? I could get behind that. Yeah. Word. Ultra Klystron. He's Carl Olsen on the boards, so. Are you eating right now? Was gonna call you out on the air, but I didn't, I decided not to. Get behind that. Yes. Hey everybody, welcome back. That second song you just heard was by Seal of Quality, and I'm sure you recognize it because it was a badass chiptune cover of Hash Pipe by Weezer. And well done. Yeah, why weren't you on the album? Well, anyway, Pterodactyl Squad finally finished their Weezer tribute album, and it's awesome. It has songs by I Fight Dragons and Video Game Orchestra and Nord Loaf and CL Equality and. I didn't know when it was coming out because Joe, who helps run Pterodactyl Squad along with Arcade Coma, he writes for my website, and usually when his Pterodactyl Squad label releases something, he'll go and write about it on Game Music for All like seconds later. And so I'm just bored and I click on the Weezer website that they have for the album, and I just like the newest post is, oh, the album's out. And like that's all it says. And so I go download it, and then I head over to Rhyme Torrents, and someone already posted a thread about it, and I was like, what the hell? Like, how come I didn't know that it came out? Like, I'm friends with these people. Anyway, yes. But they've been working on it since like the beginning of the year, I think. They actually got mentioned. They got mentioned on the Weezer website, like the Weezer.com official website. Yeah, it started yesterday, I think. Like, preview night was yesterday, and it goes from Thursday to Sunday. At Comic Con, I was like not really mentioning it because I don't know when this podcast will come out, but we got a show with Zealous One, Dr. Awkward, Meja, and Random, aka Mega Ran, on the Sunday of Comic Con. Yes, I'm happy to say. Well, luckily people are in town for Comic Con, so it wasn't too difficult. Nope, because they're already in town. They're like, we want to do a show because we're already here. It's like, okay. So when can we look forward to this, to your collab EP with this country western band? All I could imagine is you'd sound like a rap version of Alfonso. It sounded like a smoke alarm went off. I would tech. Oh, well, meet you. Well, actually, it's probably my fault because I text Ma a lot when I'm bored. You live in the wrong country. Oh, I see. I see. Manners, Ma. Who plays the Vania? She got, that's how good it is. She got an Oscar before the movie comes out. Well, it says good news, he has a whip again in the movie, because I remember when they first announced the movie, the character, Simon Belmont, he had a sword, and it's like, what the fuck, like, there's one thing about Castlevania, you get a whip, and they took it out originally, but apparently they have the whip back again. That was suggested on the Shiz forums when this movie was first announced, actually. No. Well, I know the writer, the person writing the script, wrote the script for the Chun-Li movie. I think we mentioned that on a podcast, that was all, I think it was one of the ones, I think it was the one I did with Dungmaster J. And, yeah. Well, like, I thought you got it from your, like, AP wire. Like, oh, breaking news just in. I'm getting reports that. That's how Ma is today. She's getting all the breaking news. Oh, that sucks, cause just a couple minutes ago, I got a message that he's about to go on tour. Or if something happened. Technology. That would make you a terrorist if you did that on the plane. Oh, so that's your new enjoy? Eat it. Was thinking we were still taking a long time. We didn't get any letters like in the last 2 weeks. Yawn. Right, should I count you in, or? All right, 3, 2, 1. That reminds me, what happened to all those RPG pickup lines you had, Ma? Because those were I came up with a couple good ones. I was proud of myself. I wasn't. I was able to do it from stick, from outside of stick. It was great. I don't have any of them saved. I was proud of that one. I danced after I came up with that. That one in a tent, the tent one. know who does that, and I kind of have a problem with that one, because I don't know how well a girl would take it if you called her an airship. Do you have a Chocobo farm, Ma? This could be a whole segment of video game pickup lines. We're helping the nerds out there. I think that one only works in the text because in is like a pun. That's a pretty bad pickup line. Like, hey, lady, I don't know. I'm gonna use a Final Fantasy pickup line on you. You know, get in, like you're nudging them, and then they just like walk away. And like, and a wink when you say it. Just go up to a girl and say, just go up to a girl and say, get in me. I probably wouldn't have. I was like, well, then you can tell him I said it sucks. It's no Penny Arcade. Alright, well, I guess we should probably play Badass Motherfucker from Sue and Mustard from the upcoming tribute album to Chrono Trigger. That's available for pre-order right now. And it is called Chronotorious. Well, that's the name of the album. But anyway, this is a remix of Magus' theme, I think. Anyway, it's awesome. So enjoy this song now. What? What's lame? You're lame. Your face is lame. Stay out of this. Gross. I was thinking that would be the ending song because it's really long. Plus, after publishing rights, because they played that live at Nerdapalooza, we could talk about it. Publishing rights. You want to come in? Welcome back. The song you just heard was by Shel Riley and the Double Ice Backfire with special guest Schaefer the Dark Lord, and it was called Publishing Rights. And it's on Shel Riley's new cassette tape, I guess. And it rocks. Yeah, but, yeah, so I think a lot of people didn't buy it at Nerdapalooza because it was on a cassette tape. Like, I think everyone was like, oh, new Shel Riley, I'm all over this. And then he's like, yeah, it's $4, sweet, and it's on a cassette tape. What? Yeah, that's what everyone was saying, like, I don't have a cassette tape player in my entire house anymore. But it was like a blank tape, and you were still celebrating. Asian kids have all the best moves, and because I guess Ma was an Asian kid. Is. I'm trying to imply that you're not a kid anymore and that you have grown into a beautiful young woman, but if you want me to call you a little kid, I'm fine with that too. There's a line in that song that I love that just says, like, they're at a club, and, like, but you Asian kids follow us around, like, you take your flaming dragon punch and follow us around. Yes, that's great. Schaefer the Dark Lord has a great verse on there too, and it's just so rocking. Some people refer to it as Schaefer Palooza. I've seen that in a lot of places. I guess California is just full of shit then, because a lot of people charge you for their internet. They could have at least, like, told you who the pilot was so you could, like, you know, rough him up a little. Maybe it was, like, his first, like, real flight. You know what? On now that we're at the end, actually on my flight back, like I had Fatty had given me all these great like shows and stuff to watch on the way back because I didn't have any shows to watch, and so he gave me like the first two seasons of The Office because I'm supposed to be watching that. So he gave it to me, right? And I plugged in my laptop and I went to sleep. And when I woke up for us to head to the airport, someone unplugged my laptop, so it had like 5 minutes on it, and on a 5-hour flight, and I was like, son of a bitch. Yeah, like they didn't even plug something else in. Like, you know, if someone unplugged it to plug in there, like, I don't know, their laptop or something, like, all right, I guess it at least makes sense, you know? I don't think EPP House has security cameras or a guard. I'm pretty sure it was Fatty anyway. Like accidentally, like quote unquote, kicks the plug out. Like how our Nerdapalooza recap is just our crappy flights home. I didn't know. Because I just remember Mr. B was like we're introducing my parents' favorite music, right? Because I have an idea. And it was like, oh, what's the idea? I can't say. And then like 5 minutes before MPFM goes on, he's like, I gotta go change. What? Are we allowed to say yet, or is this still a secret? Don't say it then. It'll be a shocking surprise. Yeah. That's why they couldn't mention us in anybody's write-ups. There were Mega Men. Zalus 1 cosplayed as Kabuto, and he was a Zabuto. He was wearing those Asian clothes. Like, I thought he was gonna bow to me. and hand me, like, some rice. I just liked it when they, because Shale Riley said he didn't know he was going to get called on stage when that happened. He was like mad at Rection for a minute. He's like, what the what? It was so great, because Rection in his bizarre voice, nice to meet you, Shale Riley. Yes. And then I wooed my own name. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't either. Like, they were just like, what was it? England versus New England? That was like probably like you did really well. Like, I thought it was written or something. Yeah. I think I have a recording. I'll upload it. But your whole like first like set of bars was like there was no the mic wasn't on. He got a strike when he Hadouken, like, because he kept getting gutter balls too, and he's like, this is dumb, I'm just, Hadouken, and like, the ball got a strike, and everyone was like, what the hell? I eventually just got like real angry and just like threw the ball as hard as I could, and I started getting a couple pins. So, MC Rection, get on that and upload that video because Ma got like 5 pins. Well, we left, like, we tried to let it bowl on its own, but it just sat there. Like, everyone was waiting. Everyone was mad at you. Like, what? Like, people are, like, tapping their feet. I think they're all on my Facebook now. Take that. I'll upload them to there then, so that everyone can enjoy. Yeah. It's kind of like a light grayish, whitish brown. Nope, maybe I'll spill more stuff on it. I'll spill. It'll be a tradition. It was like the easiest excuse to get a picture, though. Like, here, take a picture with Ma. And they're like, oh, alright. Instead of like, hey, take a picture with me and let me find someone else to take a picture of it. The wound is still fresh for Chibi Ma, though. The wound is still fresh for Chibi Ma. Like, it still hurts. She still stays up at night thinking about it. Also, I got another tweet. Brandon Cylon just said, request to be mentioned. So there you go. I like Cylon better. Indeed. Oh, that happened to me on MySpace. You know how to ask for a real name? And I was like, all right, my real name will be Game Music for All. It's like, you can't have a number as a name. It's like, fuck you. I should have used a Roman numeral. Yeah, you're listening for the music. Let's be honest here. That was actually really good album art that you have for your new album. Is this really what we're taking the podcast out on? Well, anyway, I'm gonna press stop now.